This is Eric.
Hi, Eric.
How are we doing?
Good.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Eric, I guess we'll start by asking you how you think the two teams have changed since week two.
I think the one thing that stayed consistent with both teams is you see the same game plan, specific approach, game in and game out. So the things that New England's shown against other teams aren't necessarily going to be what we get. It's going to be what gives them the best chance to win on that Sunday, and we try to take the same approach here. I think that we've made some progress in some areas, both offensively and defensively, and I think New England's done the same thing. I really like the way that Matt's playing right now, and you can see how comfortable he is in that role. But one thing that hasn't changed is the explosive playmakers they have, all their skill guys being able to generate things offensively, defensively, how stout their front seven is and disciplined they are, and then you add in really, really good special teams. It's a challenge, just like it was a challenge that week.
How much more comfortable is Brett in your system now than he was in week two?
I think each week that he's able to work with the receivers and work in the offense, he gets a little bit more comfortable, but it's it'll continue to be a work in progress, and the more reps that we all play together, I think the more progress we'll make.
Eric, you've been able to force a lot of fumbles on sacks. You have a lot of sacks in general. Is that just a byproduct of getting a lot of sacks, or are you doing anything or coaching your guys in any certain way when it comes to that?
We do a lot of work in that area, and that's something that that I learned when I was first with the Jets. We had spent a lot of time on what's called ball disruption. I know Pepper does it up there. We focus on individual players, and you look at different areas that you can exploit, maybe the way they hold the ball. It may be if it's a quarterback, where he holds the ball, scramble patterns, things like that. And just giving the guys the awareness of if you do get an opportunity to get a sack, or if you're the second guy in a pile, where you should pressure the ball, what would be the most vulnerable point.
I'm guessing you've been pretty satisfied with how they've carried that out this season.
I was really happy last game because of the types of fumbles that we were able to generate, where guys went in and really ripped the ball out, as opposed to it. Sometimes those fumbles are a function of how you hit the player, as opposed to a conscious effort of finding the ball and getting it out. And I like the two examples that we had of finding it and getting it out.
Eric, it's Mike Reese of the Boston Globe. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Mike?
Doing well, Eric. Just curious where things stand with Ty Law, or if that's official at this point, and sort of what you're hoping he brings to your team.
Well, with my experience with Ty, spending 5 years with him, coaching him every day, the one thing that I like about making this move is the versatility that he gives us. He's played inside at the star position some. He's played outside both left and right. He's worked a little bit at safety. He's got a lot of experience, obviously, playing, but he's also has a lot of experience playing in this system. And I think what he does for us is add some versatility as to where we can place some of the other players, and he gives us some good depth there as well.
Just to follow up, he had mentioned to Adam Schefter of NFL Network that he expects to actually play in this game. Is that realistic?
I think we'll have to see how it goes, but I'd say there's definitely a shot.
Eric, I mean, all the things you mentioned about Ty, you would have known in August or July or September, so why now with the move?
Well, this is really the first opportunity that we had to get something done. I had talked to Ty different times during the course of the season, but this is the first time really had the chance to do something, so we did.
Did you sense, Eric, as that process was coming to a close on Monday, that it was the Jets and the Patriots coming down to the wire to procure Ty's services?
I'm not really sure what their interest was or if there was any interest. I was really approaching it from our perspective.
Can you talk a little bit about, as the first team to face Matt Cassel twice, what are some of the differences that you've seen now facing him than the first time you played?
I thought Matt did a really good job the first time we played him. I think he's done a really good job in all the games that he's played. He went from really inactivity to transitioning to the biggest role he could possibly have. And as he's gained reps and gained game experience, I think his comfort level, his efficiency in running the offense have all improved.
How much do you feel, Eric, your defense has grown since that second game and improved?
There's been a lot of things I've really liked about what we've been able to do defensively, and I'm really pleased with the overall execution of the different game plan defenses that we've had in place. Now, there's still a lot of things we need to improve, but that's a constant point of emphasis for us. And the amount of sacks that we've been able to generate, that's just not a function of the defensive line. That's the coverage improving and the coordination of the blitzes when they do come, or the three-man, four-man rushes, whatever the case may be. And then also the ability to turn the ball over, which is crucial because the turnover ratio usually is the biggest stat in football.
What has Chris Jenkins meant for you and that defense?
Chris has done an excellent job. He's a big man. He's physical. But what's been outstanding is his commitment to playing the technique and never having any exposure to a 34 defense, whether it be in college or pro football. Sometimes that transition takes a little bit more time, but he's worked at it. He's really tried to understand how the blocking schemes are going to work, and I think he's done a good job with that. And he also has very good finish for a guy his size. And that's one of the things that stood out when I watched him on the tape when we were initially looking at him.
Eric, have you noticed anything from the Patriots' defense in terms of them doing more maybe this year with different packages on a week-to-week basis, or has that sort of been the norm for them in the time you've sort of game-planned against them?
It's been the norm for all the years that I worked with Bill, whether it be here at the Jets for 3 years or in New England for the 6 years. It's game plan specific, and it's identifying strengths and taking those away. It's identifying weaknesses and exploiting them, and it's also playing to your team's strength. So it's going to be sound. There's going to be very specific rules as to how to adjust it, and they're not going to make very many mistakes.
Have you been pleased with the play of your secondary thus far, Eric?
Yeah, I think that we've done a lot of good things in the secondary, and it's a young group. Darrell Revis is a second-year player. Dwight Lowry's a rookie who's starting, so Darrell started last year. Dwight started this year. Carey, even though he signed an extension, is still pretty young in his career. A. Belem, who's filling in for Eric Smith, and even Eric Smith, Eric's a third-year player. Abe got to start some games last year and started some games this year. So there is quite a bit of youth in that secondary, and then that's balanced off with Hank, who you guys are familiar with, and David Barrett, players like that who provide some more experience.
You just mentioned before about Ty kind of having flexibility. Is he a guy who can maybe play safety at this stage of his career?
I've seen that transition take place quite a few times, and I've seen it with older guys. We did it with Artrell Hawkins, but I've also seen it with younger guys, a guy like Eugene who had never played safety and stepped right in on opening day at all.
And Eric, just to follow up on your secondary, do you feel that that unit and its tackling has improved from, let's say, week two of the season to today?
Tackling is another basic skill set that we try to continue to work on, and you tend to put a lot of emphasis on that during training camp, and it's pretty easy to get away from it during the course of the season, but we go back to it on a weekly basis and reemphasize it, do specific drills to improve it. But it's not just a drill for the secondary. It's a drill for the whole defense, and it also helps the offensive skill players because it forces them to work on their running with different angles of attack.
And how do you feel the secondary specifically has improved in that area?
Well, there hasn't been a significant amount of missed tackles over the course of the season. I think we are better tackling this year than we were at this time last year, and it's been a conscious effort on everybody's part to improve there. In terms of specifically that time period, I don't have the numbers of tackles versus missed tackles.
Eric, one final non-football question. I was wondering how the newest addition to your family is doing.
Oh, he's doing great. He's very much like our first baby. Jake was mild-mannered, and then we had Luke, who was a little more vocal and still is, and Zach seems to be more along Jake's line. So it's a great mix, and the older brothers are getting used to it. Jake's had experience with it. Luke is transitioning to having a new addition to the roster. He's getting used to it. Not always happy about it, but getting used to it. So it's been fun, and thankfully he's healthy and mom's healthy.
That's great, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.